Unit 6. Goodness. Recording 1.
So, this morning we're going to look at good deeds by bad people. I say bad, but as we'll see, it may be that sometimes we're too quick to judge that a person is one thing or another. We've been investigating some extraordinary stories of acts of kindness by individuals who by no means have a spotless past. In fact, some of them have criminal records and have faced many ups and downs in their lives. Jenny, our researcher, is here to talk about some of the people they've been looking into. So, Jenny, who are the ones that really caught your eye?
Well, the first is Jeff Roachford. Now, Jeff had been in trouble with the law for years, first being arrested for burglary at the age of 8, and he went on to have 80 convictions. A lost cause, you might think. However, he tried to turn his life around and started working as a window cleaner. While cleaning the windows of June Hoyle's house one morning, he was astonished to see her lying on the floor and immediately called the emergency services. She was having a heart attack, and his quick actions may have saved her life. Now Jeff is hoping that he might become a peer mentor for other criminals and help them get on the right track. Many people say that he has become a new and better man for trying to help others.
So perhaps the praise he was given inspired him to do even more good work.
Absolutely. And on a similar theme, this time in the USA, in 2015, Jamal Rutledge had been arrested for breaking into a house in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A police officer, who was in a locked room with Jamal, suddenly became ill and fell down. Jamal jumped up and started shouting and kicking the bars. Other officers arrived and began to help their colleague, but instead of trying to escape in the confusion, Jamal sat quietly out of the way. The officer recovered and Jamal was publicly thanked for his actions.
Okay, so these were individuals who behaved in an admirable way, but they were on their own and didn't have to show off to other gang members and so on. So is that the answer? Do people need to separate themselves from bad influence?
Well, you might think that, but let's look at the Hell's Angels. Now, what about them for an intimidating group? They cruise around in gangs on their gigantic bikes and look terrifying. However, what you may not know is that they have a kind and gentle side and have been helping children in need for many years. One year, they queued on Black Friday at Walmart and then bought every child's bicycle in the store, nearly 200 of them, and donated them to a charity in California.
Goodness! So how can people be both good and bad at the same time? How can they reconcile robbery and violence on one hand and acts of kindness on the other?
Well, it seems that it is a case of how you see good and bad. There are plenty of people who have done bad things for good reasons. Take, for example, Jonas Salk, who invented a cure for polio, but experimented on his own children. Luckily, the vaccine worked, but he risked harming his children without their permission. So does that make him a bad person?
I can't imagine even contemplating that with my own children.
We often think that people become the product of who or what influences them in their lives, but we are all weak in the face of temptation. Can we blame someone who is starving for stealing food?
Maybe not. So there are plenty of cases where the good are bad and the bad are good.
That's right. It's not a question of black and white. Human nature is much more complicated than that.